That's Q Parker and friends. It's brand new music. It's called Made For. Good morning and welcome to the Ham Camp. It's the Wade Hampton Show, where today we celebrate Nature Photography Day. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to get out into nature and check out the gorgeous beauty and wonder that's in nature, the breathtaking scenery. Go take a snapshot of yourself or some wild animals or some wild plants and things like that. Nature Photography Day. And get some fresh air, too. You know, that's what's really going on with that. Just in case you had not already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 2, let's get to that. On day 1, what did God do? He created lights in the firmament, divided the waters under the firmament, gathered together the waters into seas, or maybe divided the light from the darkness. Well, Genesis 1:1 through 5 has the correct response. And if you said, what is he divided the light from the darkness? That would be the correct response. What is he divided the light from the darkness? And there you have it. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, Pastor Stanley Mathis in the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church with Paradise Ministries. Don't miss it. Plus, next hour, we've got birthdays, anniversaries, too, and another Bible Jeopardy clue. Go ahead and hang out with me. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
This is our call to worship. Let us pray. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter to your presence with praise. We thank you, Father, this day and yet another opportunity to proclaim with us as the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on to me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit and truth. I may say what you've anointed me to say, and do what you would order me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name, for us, we pray. Amen. Our mission statement, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. We're excited about today as we continue to share the word for such a time as this. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that was taken from Exodus, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Exodus 19, verses 1 through 7, where we find these words which are recorded. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. They were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mountain. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, Now I bear you on wings, on eagle wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, lay before their face all these words which the Lord commanded him. Amen. I want to use from these scripture verses the topic, conquering your wilderness experience. Conquering your wilderness experience. I have been in prayer this week, asking the Lord for direction. Direction for a people, direction for a nation, direction for life in general. And a response came to me as I prayed, which said unto me, what are you teaching? And my response was, I am talking about the children of Israel. And the question to me was asked, what is it about the children of Israel? And my response was, they are a people of destiny. But within their destiny, they consistently went contrary, they consistently went astray from you. And the question was asked, why did they go astray? My answer was, because of their lack of faith. Despite seeing all of the things that God had done for them, then the thought was to me, what about America? And have America forgotten about who made her great? Her greatness was designed to be a beacon of light to the world, providing freedom and civil liberties to all mankind, regardless of race, regardless of creed, regardless of color. And now, in America, we ask, have forgotten about her first love? Have America really forgotten about her first love, which is to love the Lord thy God? For I thought you was precious, and I thought of something that was significant about the country. But then I began to realize that the book of Revelation explains it well. For there were seven churches in Revelation, and each church, my brothers and sisters, had something which was charged against them. No matter how good the church was, no matter how outward appearance they looked, each one had something God was displeased with. So now, I am once again reminding the church who I am. God is reminding the church that he is in complete control and in charge. He's reminding us, as he reminded the church, the seven churches in Revelation, that the church was in his hand. As a result of I want to open up by sharing and talking this morning about conquering your wilderness experience. And that makes it personal. Conquering your wilderness experience. In the book of Exodus, the children of Israel were led into the wilderness which it had been at least no more than a week and a half journey, ultimately turned into 40 years of wandering. Scripture tells us in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the deserts of Sinai and pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord God called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wing, and brought you unto my house, unto myself. Now therefore, if ye obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And it's God using these words speaking to Americans and America's house. We're told, my brothers and sisters, how God had led the children of Israel from Egypt into the wilderness of Sinai. There was a word from Carter Cologne, who wrote an article, Coming Out of the Wilderness with Power. And in that article, Cologne wrote that the term wilderness experience rarely, if ever, means a time or a place of leisure. He said the wilderness is a hostile place where few would willingly even go. Most of us would resist going into the wilderness, yet that is exactly where God sent his son. And Jesus embraced this barren setting as a positive rather than a negative experience for him. Mount Sinai, my brothers and sisters, is a desolate and an isolated place. It was a mountain where God would meet Moses and the children of Israel. This would be a place where God would reveal his purpose and his plan for the children of Israel. And God has a way of doing things like that. For there are times that God will lead us into isolated places in order to get our attention. There are times that God will bring us and deliver us into unique positions so that he can have a personal encounter with us and a personal conversation with us. So, my brothers and sisters, the question we ask this morning, have God gotten our attention? If we look at a society today, if we look at all of the things that consistently keep occurring over and over again, have God gotten our attention? Have we become, my brothers and sisters, a nation that have become so distant, so independent, that we have forgotten about the one who made us who we are? In that 19th chapter, we saw how God was about to make a covenant with the children of Israel, and how God was about to set standards as to how the people were to live and to approach him. My brothers and sisters, have we forgotten standards? Have we forgotten how we are to approach God and the covenant he established for his people? Have we become so distant, and have we become so cynical that we no longer pay attention to God's word? Nor have we become so distant and so cynical that we no longer hear the voice of God.